Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, the podcast where we bring you the latest updates from the heart of the aerospace industry.
I'm Daniel, and with me is Emma.
Thanks, Daniel. This month has been a real milestone for us as we celebrated T-Level Thursday across the industry.
Right, I see. So what exactly are T-Levels?
Oh, they're technical qualifications designed for students aged 16 to 19. Created in partnership with employers to address specific skills shortages in the industry.
I see. And how does this benefit a business like ours?
Well, T-levels come with a 45-day industry placement. It's like having an extended interview with potential employees who already have the skills we need.
That sounds promising, but I wonder, is it only for large companies?
Nope, small and medium businesses have really embraced them. In fact, many SMEs end up hiring their T-level students after the placement.
Wow, that is so cool. So what's the process like for taking on a T-level student?
It starts with contacting your local college or school offering T-levels. They'll help coordinate the placement to fit your business needs.
And how flexible are these placements?
Very. The 45 days can be done as a single block, split over 2 years, or even shared with another employer.
That's good to know. So what's the biggest benefit from your experience?
The ability to find and secure new talent. These students come with the right skills and are ready to contribute from day one.
Sounds like a win-win. Any concerns potential employers should be aware of?
There is an initial time commitment, but it's less intensive than taking on an apprentice. It's a great first step for businesses considering apprenticeships.
Right, and how do we find the right student for our business?
It's a partnership with your local college or school. They'll help match you with the right student based on your specific needs.
Opus 4.
Sorry, Daniel.
I mean, what's the next step for businesses interested in this?
They can visit the T-level website, enter their postcode, and find the nearest school or college offering T-levels.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, considering the positive feedback from so many businesses, I'd say it's a claim worth investigating.
Agreed, and with that, it looks like T-levels are shaping the future of our industry.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be discussing.
Don't forget to visit the T-level website to find your nearest college or school.
This has been Emma and Daniel.
And remember, the future of aerospace is being shaped right here in the Northwest.